live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and along with me is Robbie Landis, and, well, normally it's Weird Beard, but today we'll be joined by Checkpoint XP producer Callie.
Moving up to the big chair.
Yeah, sitting in the Weird Beard chair. How weird is that Weird Beard chair?
It smells like ham.
Ooh. Is there like weird little bits of like hair and stuff and like the keyboard and just like around the mouse pad and stuff?
It's a little dingy over here.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he sterilized that spot because I believe
I'm going to tell you for a fact. He did not.
Well, you could be at risk. You might want to be careful because I believe he came in close contact with somebody who might be showing symptoms of the COVID-19 virus.
Oh,
so
God.
He will not be with us for this episode of Checkpoint XP. But as I said, Checkpoint XP producer Callie is sitting in. We're talking game binges. Has coronavirus social distancing put you in the middle of one? We'll talk about that later in the show. But speaking of the coronavirus, let's get caught up on what kind of havoc the COVID-19 virus has been wreaking in the esports and traditional sports world. I believe the COVID-19 has done some stuff within the esports world, Robbie.
Well, first of all, is there anything that hasn't been affected or canceled by COVID-19 at this point?
No, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
So if you can think of it, it's probably at least been postponed.
I was trying to say porn, but I still think porn's been affected.
Well, actually, you know what? It's kind of been on the uptick, I think, you know.
Consumption has been.
Okay,
I think
there you go.
Yeah,
fair
you
enough.
Didn't say
right, fair
positive
enough.
Or negative.
Fair
I did.
Enough.
It's definitely been effective. It's being watched much more. And plus, there's different kinds of scenes getting put out.
Yeah.
COVID-19 theme scenes.
Yeah, people wearing like the weird surgical masks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well,
weird.
In the world of esports,
yes, back to esports.
Yes,
sorry.
No, I think our industry and our scene is very fortunate, given the online nature of games, that there are some esports that were postponed that are finally getting back up and running. Namely, the one that actually was able to go, you know, continue on now with their season this last week was League of Legends.
Excellent.
Is it weird, though, that I kind of just wish they hadn't?
Oh, no.
Because
it's all being done online, like, remotely now. So there is a drop in, you know, the quality, sort of. I mean,
value.
What are you seeing, Callie? How bad was it?
Yeah, I turned it off.
No,
and I'm not saying like the production's like bad or anything. They do the production actually pretty okay.
Oh, okay. They're holding up. So what was it then?
I don't know that this is actually a coronavirus affected issue. I think the LCS is just brutal to watch this spring. It is boring.
Cloud9 still doing all right?
Cloud9's great. It is Cloud9 and a bunch of geeks. That is what.
Okay, so the competitiveness of it is just not where you'd like it to be.
I tell you what, my brother texted me yesterday, and he's like, man, they should take away the penalty for surrendering games early because I don't want to watch 40 minutes of this every game. It's absolutely brutal. League of Legends is tough to watch. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad they came back, but I'll tell you who's not glad they came back is the players themselves. Did you hear about the vote that went around?
No.
So the LCS Players Association actually had players vote on whether they wanted to come back and compete or cancel the 2020 spring split. And just under two-thirds of them voted to cancel.
Oh, my gosh.
And yet the season goes on.
Wow. So none of the players even want to play in the league. Is there a reason why they're not interested? Does it have anything to do with the coronavirus?
Yeah, that I think is...
Okay, so they have an actual players association, and more than half of them said, no, we don't want to play, and they're still playing? Could they, like, go on strike or something? Is that what we're potentially looking at?
I think they could. I don't think they're going to. I think they would be within their legal rights to do so. Why have a players association if you're not going to listen
exactly.
to them? But that said, it wasn't supposed to be, like, an official, this is what will happen. It's just, we're going to let Riot know where the player's stance on it is. And, of course, Riot decided, we're going to move forward with online
matches. Now, has the Chinese or the Korean regions also started doing this?
Yeah, I believe both of them are up and running again. No, I'm sorry. The Chinese region is up and running again.
Okay.
The Korean region.
All right. Well, I got a bone to pick with James because you jinxed me last week bringing up the fact that I'm having withdrawals from Overwatch League.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't worry. They're coming back, too. Yeah. They're going to be online as well. They're going to do everything remotely. But then California went on, like, their statewide shutdown, so the broadcast talent to stay at home. The teams who are all in California now had to stay at home, so they had to cancel this is the third time that they've had backup plans or rescheduling. Like, all right, we're set to go now, and something else has dashed them. Now, they did try to do some exhibition matches between a few of the teams, which is, again, completely all online from home, and it was fun. They got to play with the new hero, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. But, oh, man, it was bad. It was bad. Like, the teams weren't taking it seriously at all, which is it's fine. It just wasn't really my cup of tea. But, yeah, I'm jonesing real hard for, like, some real, like, high-level competitive stuff at this point.
Are they
point,
taking man. It not as serious because they're just at home, so they're feeling a little more comfortable?
Well, it's that. They were also on the public test realm, you know, kind of trying out the new hero. But also when teams do stuff like this, they're not going to take it super seriously because they don't want to give away what some of their potential strategies could be.
Ah,
so, like, you had support players playing tanks. You had tanks playing healers. The match that I had tuned into, you could see, like, they were talking in chat, which normally during professional play you don't, you know, see or they don't do. Mm-hmm. But you can see them in chat. They're like, all right, let's all come out onto the point and, you know, arrange in a circle and have our two Torbjorns do like a 1v1 hammer death match, and whoever wins the round.
So it's like they're just kind of clowning around.
Exactly.
Like we do
yeah.
our friends yeah. just playing yeah. games.
So, James, you're newer yeah. to watching esports. You haven't yeah. watched as much as me and Robbie have.
No, not even close.
Would it be more or less appealing to kind of watch like the pros and the casters like clowning around than it would be to watch like them going at the highest level play? Which is more appealing?
You know, sometimes watching them clown around is a lot of fun. But so for me right now in the position that I'm in, I would want to watch like a serious match.
Okay.
I'm still trying to learn the games. I'm trying to learn the objects. I'm trying to learn the players mm-hmm. and the teams. So for me, it'd be better to watch an actual serious competition as opposed to just clowning around. Anybody can clown around.
Oh, sure.
Anybody can hop on
Twitch
do. And watch people clown
Let
around.
Let me tell you, they do. Yeah. But, you know, think about the All-Star matches from the past few years. You know, those are some of the most fun that we have watching, I think they have playing all season long. But it's because you don't get to do that through
exactly.
the normal season.
Yes.
If there was something that's happening every weekend or every other weekend, it wouldn't have as much of an impact.
It's like a casual Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, esports is finding a way to move on and deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. Is there a way traditional sports can do the same? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, it's time for our close shave of the week.
Time is up! Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP's close shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
This week, our close shave goes to us! Weird Beard found out over the weekend that he may have been around someone who was exhibiting symptoms of the COVID-19 virus.
Ooh,
yeah,
weird
bad
beard.
News.
Hmm.
He's kissing some weirdos or something. He's hanging around with the wrong crowd. We've warned him about that. But him being the responsible and thoughtful individual that he is self-quarantined. And all of the Checkpoint XP listeners should be more like Weird Beard and stay home. It's safer inside. We're going to call Weird Beard a little bit later in the show and see how the isolationist lifestyle is treating him.
You know, can I like shift down a seat? Maybe I'll take the guest spot.
We warned you.
I didn't really think about it until I started thinking about, like, you know, the clown nose that they put on the microphones to catch all the saliva and spit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know,
it's got all that good
look,
stuff.
Look,
yeah.
To be fair, even before all this COVID stuff happened, like, Weirdbeard has some really questionable life health choices to begin with, so...
Yeah. Okay,
and
great.
Just sitting in all of them.
Yeah, great. This is comfortable.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Now, like we said earlier, esports is finding a way to move on and deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. Is there a way traditional sports can do the same? Robbie, can you fill us in? Are
yeah.
traditional sports kind of following
suit? So there are actually a few that have started to do something, right? Obviously, you're not going to replace your season with
Correct.
Esports or whatnot, but this is a really interesting way, I think, for the traditional sports that we know have been starting to sort of, you know, hemorrhage viewers and are looking for a way to engage the younger demographic.
NBA, the NFL,
this is the way to
NHL,
do it. Well, the
MLB.
NBA has always actually been very, I think, progressive when it comes to esports. You know, they have the NBA 2K League, which I believe every single team in the NBA at this point has an NBA 2K League team, don't they, Callie?
I don't think all of them
they're
do, but we're talking like
close.
90%. Yeah.
Pretty close, yeah. So I know that the Suns, for example, every game that they would have been playing throughout the season,
mm-hmm.
they are now basically doing little exhibition matches in NBA 2K against the teams they were supposed to.
Gotcha.
And I've heard that some of the other teams are going to start following suit.
And how do they set that up? Do they take like a star player on each team?
In NBA 2K, you control, like, one person controls each player. So it's actually...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
yeah,
controllers.
It is. It's really cool, though. NASCAR and Formula One are doing the same. They're sort of replacing what they can by having the drivers now race in, you know, the NASCAR games and the Formula One sim games instead. And not that I follow a whole lot, but FIFA is also doing the same thing with their soccer. Now, football's in their off season, so I don't know that they really need to worry about it, but I still think this is an opportunity. You know, there's probably some organizations out there that still look at esports or video games and think that it's for kids or, you know, what are we going to get out of it as professional sports teams, right? But you're at the point now where you're probably losing money as an organization regardless. So if the fear was that people wouldn't latch onto it or that you might end up losing, you know, viewers or eyeballs or clout or something, now you have nothing to lose. And if you, it ends up being like a positive thing and you bring in new viewers or new eyeballs, like now's the time to
nothing,
do it.
Nothing to do but gain.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying there's nothing to lose. The NFL should do something.
Exactly.
Venture into the esports realm and just get their feet wet. Get their toes a little wet.
Well, they have a pretty good, you know, they've done Madden for a few years now. Mm-hmm. They've been worked pretty well with it. It wouldn't be a shock for them to maybe launch like a summer tournament or something like that. Can I tell you guys what I'm missing from the sports world right now?
What are you missing?
And I can't believe it. I'm craving some baseball.
Really?
I mean, yeah, we're starting to get into spring now, and right about now is when we should be coming out of spring training and starting.
Typically a couple weeks out from opening day.
Yeah, I mean, opening day would be, what, next week or something like that? Pretty close.
Within the next 2 weeks.
And now we're living in the reality that we're probably not going to have baseball till June.
I'm
craving it.
If they want to stay fresh in people's mind, what they should do, because we know this was an issue for them last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, right? Fortnite in the locker room, too many of the younger players, you know, spending time playing Fortnite. Now I think is the time to embrace that. I'm sure if you reached out to Ninja and got a few of your, you know, professional players, you know, doing streams with him and stuff like that, just kind of hanging out, this is the time to start building hype for, I assume they're going to reschedule the season later down the road. They're not just going to call, you know, the 2020 season a wipe, are they?
No, I'd imagine they might do a shortened season. They'll probably shorten 120 games, something like that.
Well, it's lucky that football is in their off season. They don't have to deal with the COVID-19 virus. But a gaming retail establishment is in the news for some coronavirus-related reasons. We'll find out who in a little bit. But ahead next, would you pay money to rent an attractive gaming partner?
What?
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that.
It could be possible. How much would you spend? We'll talk about that next on...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Point XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, Checkpoint producer Callie, who's filling in for Weird Beard today, and the Checkpoint XP's most accomplished Pokemon breeder, Robbie Brandis. Congratulations on that new title.
I don't know how I feel about having the breeder put in there. That's
the most accomplished Pokemon breeder in the whole studio.
I mean, trainer I'd go with, battler, but I don't know. Breeder is like when it starts to sound a little weird.
I sat on a plane and watched you breed Pokemon for 4 hours.
You're not. Hatcher. What about Hatcher? We call it
breeder.
Breeder.
The proper term is breeder. You're a Pokemon breeder, Robbie.
Great.
Live with it.
Great.
All right, would you pay money to rent an attractive gaming partner? Believe it or not, there's an actual business designed to do that very same thing. Robbie, what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so egirl.gg is...
Oh my God, first of all, the name.
Yeah, is a new website that's out. And James, you hit the nail on the head right there. You essentially, you go through, you look at these profiles of gamers of varying... We'll say skill levels, right? They have on there, like if they're in Grandmaster or if they're Bronze or whatnot, and you basically pay them on a game-by-game basis to play along with you. Now, the first thing I'd like to point out is that this actually isn't anything new, right? People have been doing this through like websites like Fiverr for the longest time. In some cases, it's, you know, finding, you know, really accomplished ones and having them kind of coach you, right? And, like, try to teach you to be better or carry you through games.
Is this more of a service to have somebody who's better at video games to help you play better? Or is this for, like, erotic reasons?
The first one. Now, I'm not saying that people don't do the latter. And I think that this website is definitely designed in a way to where it tries to capitalize on that second one without actually capitalizing on the second
one.
So
it's like one of those unsaid type things, you know, like if you go in.
At least in the marketing. I think that I don't think that the people signing up for this are up for that. I think if you tried to, you know, once you're in the game to, you know, get a little
once
something
you've
going.
Once you made contact with my e-girl and I'm like, hey, baby, you're looking good.
I think
how
that,
many coins can I send your way to pop that top off?
Yeah. I think at that point that they would probably dip on you.
Okay.
But they're
well, good.
Definitely,
I feel better about this now.
Okay, yeah.
I feel much better about this.
But when you, like, go through and you're looking at some of the pictures, like they're definitely using this, like, hey, I'm an attractive, you know,
yeah,
gamer
using
girl.
Sex to
and
sell.
Boy, by the way, there are also e-boys, despite it being called
ooh,
e-girl.
E-boys?
There
I don't
are
know
e-boys
why.
Here as well.
Do you not like the term e-boys?
I like it better than e-girls.
Do you?
Yeah. For some reason, I don't know why, but for some, look, if there's e-girls, there have got to
be
e-boys
boys.
As well.
That's
yeah,
fair. I mean,
for sure.
It should be e-women and e-men, first of all. Let's be clear.
All right,
no
absolutely.
One should be under 18 on this site.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you know, there are tons of games to choose here. League of Legends, Overwatch, Minecraft. Gwent is on here, which if you're asking what's Gwent, good. You don't
yeah,
need to know.
Gwent?
That is essentially what you should be. It was a card game within a game that the developers have now made into its own standalone
kind of
game.
Kind of like if you were playing The Legend of Zelda when you could fish.
Yeah. Yes.
And now you can just play a game where you're just fishing.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. That game has been shut down on consoles. It's so bad. But anyway, so my question to you guys is, would you use the e-girl service?
So I guess we're going to preface this. If we were single.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Why do you have to be single to use the e-girl service? This is literally just finding someone to play a game with you.
Well, I will preference my answer if I was single.
Like, look, for example, if I go to the... ooh, they have a World of Warcraft. Maybe I could be an e-boy. I'm going to go to the Overwatch one here real quick. There. Joe is a master in Overwatch. For only $1 a game? Holy crap. She could carry me all the way to platinum. No problem. That is ridiculous. That is a good deal. But the idea is... Callie.
Yeah.
What's your rank in League of Legends? Yeah, not
bad.
Good. Not
bad.
Good.
Yeah,
so,
iron, probably.
Would you not pay someone to help coach you through to get a little bit higher?
So if that's what this is, then yes, I could see, because they have services like that. There's lots of parents out there who are hiring coaches for
yes.
their kids. To
get better at Fortnite.
To get better at Fortnite.
The only thing that's questionable about this is all of, like, the pictures of, like, you know, people with their tongues out and, you know, dressing scantily clad and obviously using sex to try
and
sell.
Too much sex appeal.
Yeah, this girl's in a maid uniform. And, I mean, I don't think she's trying to tell me that she's going to clean up the trash on the Rift. I don't think that's what's about to happen.
Probably not.
How good is she at Bioshock?
That's a good point.
Is that
a
Bioshock outfit maybe she's wearing?
Yeah, it is not. She's not a splicer.
No?
I wish. That'd be a cool outfit. I actually did some great cosplays from Bioshock. But I don't know. I mentioned, you know, some parents are out there hiring coaches for their kids. I would hope they're not hiring coaches for their kids off egirl.gg.
I hope not as well. Yes, definitely.
So would you do this? Would you hire someone to play a game with you?
Look, a master in Overwatch for $1 a game, right? Comp games can last 20 to 30 minutes. So that's $2 an hour to carry me to platinum? I might.
Now, I got to tell you, a lot of games have rules against doing that, against getting carried. They can get in a lot of trouble and lose their account for doing that.
There are rules against giving your account to someone to play with you, but there's nothing to say like, hey, you're a better player than I am. Play with me to help me get better. I mean, now, once they leave, I might not stay at that rank, but there's nothing against playing with someone better than you.
I just feel like for $1 a game,
that's not bad.
Something more, something else has to come up in the conversation at some
point.
For
$1 a game? Okay, hold on. So if I told you, hey, James,
yeah.
I'm going to carry you to a win in Realm Royale
yes.
for $1.
Oh,
you're
take
gonna,
my money.
You're going to look at, exactly. You're not going to look at me and be like, oh, I don't know, $1. I feel like something else has to come along
you
with
that dollar,
deal.
But in the middle of the battle, I'm waiting for Robbie to be like, oh, right, now.
You are going to be sorely disappointed.
If you want me to bring you back on the Forge with the Scroll of Resurrection, that's going to be $25.
Oh, you think like in the middle of the match, then they can start like pulling out like a little, extorting you a little bit, right? Oh,
I don't like the idea of microtransactions on this website.
I feel like that's what it's going to be. Would you use egirl.gg to a game with an attractive partner? Let us know on social media. Shoot us a tweet at CheckpointXP. But right now, it's time for this week's Nailed It and Failed It.
From the high highs.
An absolute monster.
To the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
We're going to start with the Nailed It. Now, the Overwatch League was all set to get back up and running last week with their first online matches. This would have been the Seoul Dynasty's first match for the 2020 season. However, due to all the broadcast talent being in California, as well as the four teams who were supposed to play, they once again had to be canceled due to the statewide shutdown. But that didn't stop the league from giving fans something to watch. Uber Shouts and Mr. X casted the games remotely as the Shock, Dynasty, Valiant, and Gladiators all played an exhibition match on the test server using the new hero, Echo.
Hey, they had to do something. Like, their fans, namely me, have been starving for anything. Just anything at all.
Those withdrawals, man.
And this was a good way to do it, I think.
Do you feel bad for Overwatch League at this point? They cannot catch a break.
No, because again, this is something that everyone's being affected. Literally every single person in industry. So it's just par for the course thing at this point.
So this new hero, Echo, are regular gamers, do they have access to this?
They can also download the public test server to try her as well. But we're actually going to talk about it a little bit later in the second hour in the gaming news.
Oh, can't wait.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming news. We were talking earlier about eGirl.gg, a matchmaking service that puts you with attractive gamers to help you game better, supposedly with nothing else going on.
Yeah, right.
And Checkpoint XP producer Callie is going to help us choose some of the lovely ladies off eGirl.gg and see if...
I would like, because look, we're choosing people on this based on their talent, I would assume, right? I don't want you throwing me any bronze players, right? So okay. To me, it doesn't matter if it's an e-girl or an e-boy. So you can go ahead and throw some e-boys in there for me too if you'd like to.
Okay, well, I'll see what comes up. This one is an Overwatch player named Kitty. They are in gold.
That's not bad. That's my rank. That's where I'm at.
Her introduction is, "Hi, let's play Uwooverwatch and Rainbow Six Siege."
Oh, no. Nope.
You can play with Kitty for $10 a game.
Oh, no, because the Uwooverwatch, first of all, while I like a good pun, that is some anime weeaboo stuff right there, so not
Thank
into that.
Thank you for clarifying, because I don't understand what that is.
Yeah, that comes from animated adult stuff, that term, so that's not... someone that I need to be talking to for $10 a game. No, thank you.
Okay, well, how about this person? This person is ranked top 500 in Overwatch.
Top 500?
They say top 500 support main. I have accounts in gold to top 500 so I can play with anyone, PC, PS4, and Xbox.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how risque is their picture?
I would say it's very wholesome, with the exception. So they've got very nice pictures, very professional. The only thing that's a little risque is one of their shirts does say "Yes, Daddy" on it.
Okay,
they are $2 a game.
See, that's a deal right there, right? The only thing that I worry about is them being support. That means that I actually have to do something in the game. So
you're saying "Yes, Daddy"?
Maybe.
Okay.
Daddy. Maybe, Daddy. Can we give some to James?
Well,
maybe
some of these
Daddy.
Stats to I'm me it sounds like over a, here. The stats, the way they list some of their stats reminds me of somebody trying to hire like an assassin.
Yeah,
I
mean,
have 37 confirmed kills. A little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they're doing. Yeah, and this
double
is
D rack. You know the weird stats that are on there.
I really hope there's a female assassin out there who's like...
eGirl.gg is a front for, like, assassinations.
Yeah,
30, that's amazing.
36 confirmed kills, double D rack. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh. That's my assassin right there.
All right, James, give me a game that you want me to look up here, because they don't have Realm Royale on here.
No Realm Royale?
No, so give me another one.
What am I playing? I've been playing a lot of Warzone. A
lot of Warzone. Yeah. So we'll go Call of Duty. And, okay, oh, goodness gracious. All right. How about this person... who says, "As Intended" is their name. "Hi, the name's As Intended. I love Modern Warfare. Please play one of my favorite games with me." They're only $1, and they're level 55.
Level 55? That's not that high. Okay. I'm like 35. I only played the game for like 3 hours.
I feel like from that profile, this is the type of person, like if you're just looking for someone to play with, you know, just someone to kind of buddy up with and have a good time.
Yeah.
That sounded wrong, but, you know, they're not looking to carry anywhere. Just, you know, you need someone else to play with.
I think level 55 might also be the max level because there is a ton of people who are listed as being level 55.
Well,
I may not be that versed on the appropriate levels. Now, the 2020 Video Game Hall of Fame inductees have been named. Who made the cut? We'll tell you in a little bit. But ahead next, Robbie had a bit of a rough weekend.
Oh, man.
Not only was he dealing with the social distancing, but he had a bit of his situation come flooding in. We'll find out what happened next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Checkpoint XP with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard. Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God.
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, our very own Checkpoint producer, Callie, who's filling in for Weird Beard, and our very own level 20 Dungeon Master Supreme, Robbie Landis.
I appreciate the attempt there, but Dungeon Masters don't have levels, James.
You don't?
No, that's for the players.
Oh, well, then you're above the level 20.
I appreciate
You're above an epic.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you, sir.
That's, you know, I don't think we'll have time to get to it today, but eventually we should sit and talk to James about some Dungeons & Dragons stuff.
Oh, you know what?
A lot of people out there are going to have some time to kill.
In the future, I would love to put a one-shot together for, like, you know, you two and Weird Beard. I think that would be amazing.
I would absolutely be down to play.
That'd be fun.
For sure. All right, Robbie had a bit of a rough weekend this past weekend.
Oh, geez, tell me about it. You know, you would think that because of all the self-isolation and the quarantine and stuff, you don't have to deal with the real world, right? The problems that get thrown at you, the challenges you come across, at least nothing surprising is going to happen to you.
The biggest thing you'd be dealing with is getting your girlfriend to act like a child to behave herself.
Exactly. You know, saving a lot of money
on the snacks.
On gas, for example. So here we are. You know, we're sitting in bed. We just downloaded and we're playing the new Animal Crossing game and watching The Office.
Have you pooped in it yet?
What?
You can poop in the Animal Crossing game.
No, I haven't came across that yet.
Look into that.
No, I'm not.
I know we know what you're doing over the weekend.
I am not.
Taking a big old Animal Crossing deuce.
So, in our apartment complex, three stories, we're on the bottom, and these walls are so thin sometimes that if someone is, like, taking a shower or whatnot, like, you can hear the water and stuff draining, right?
For sure, yeah.
So, we're sitting there, and I'm kind of thinking about it, because, like, in the back of my head, because I hear it, and she turns and she goes, does that seem louder to you than usual? Because we hear... Like it's someone taking a shower or something. So I'm like, oh, all right.
Somebody's taking a shower.
So I get up and I go to, first I go into the bathroom and I'm like, all right, it's not coming from in here. That's really weird. And I go out into the kitchen and our cabinets above the sink, water is just like a torrent, is just pouring out of the cabinets and into our kitchen.
So you have a waterfall in your apartment.
Yes. Okay, yes, that's exactly what it is.
I was misunderstanding. So not the cabinets under the sink. It's
no,
not like you had a
the
pipe
ones
burst underneath.
Above them.
So it's got to be a neighbor above you who's got an issue.
Something's happening. Now, luckily, again, it was above the sink. So a lot of this water is going into the sink itself already, but it's still splashing all over the place. So the first thing that I do is I run upstairs and I knock because I'm like, you know, is someone home? What's going on? Can they tell me something? And so I knock on the door and they have one of those little... like doorbell things you can get to. So I'm pressing the doorbell and I'm knocking. Finally, this old lady answers. She's on the phone. She's like, I don't have time for it right now. I'm dealing with something. And just shuts the door. And I'm like, I'd like to be dealing with something too.
I hope the waterfall is
so,
what she's dealing with.
She thought you were there selling Girl Scout cookies, first of all.
I don't know what she thought. So I head back downstairs. My girlfriend is freaking out. She like gets really high anxiety level, like panic attack. So this is not good for her. So we call the emergency number we have. And it's not actually an emergency number. It's an emergency answering machine. Mm. Like you leave on a recording what your emergency is and they'll get back to you.
Because that makes you feel real good about it.
Exactly. So she leaves one, and she's like, our apartment is flooding, help us. And she couldn't think of, like, what our apartment number is. So she's like, say our apartment number. And then she calls, like, the office afterwards. And luckily, they do actually get out there pretty quick. They're there within 10 to 15 minutes. They shut it off. Apparently, the lady above us, her cold water line broke for some reason. It wasn't particularly, like, cold. It's not like it froze or whatnot.
Just old piping or something.
Maybe, but you know, when all was said and done, you know, so again, 90% of the water just drained through the sink. So thank you for that. But you know, we have like we put a lot of like our mail and just random stuff just sort of up and on like this countertop that we have. So a lot of stuff got wet. A lot of you know, paper and mail and stuff got ruined.
Not there to was like your cabinets.
The cabinets actually not that bad. what I think is probably going to be the worst thing is the majority of the water pooled in our kitchen, which was tile flooring. But there was like a good inch worth of water.
Wow.
On
a lot
that
of water
floor
to get rid of.
That then started to seep in all to all the adjacent rooms. So what we're worried about now is
mold.
Like mold and mildew under the carpeted areas.
Yeah.
We both have really bad like allergies and stuff. So, you know, our plan is basically like you need to replace that carpeting because if it gets to a point where mold starts to grow, it's already going to be game over for us. It's already going to be game over.
Do you guys have renter's insurance?
So we do have renter's insurance.
Okay, that's good. At least you know you have that.
Yeah,
like,
but like imagine
pocket.
If the sink wasn't there, if it would have been like above my computer or something.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I'd have just thrown myself off a bridge. I would not wanted to have dealt
Robbie,
with that. I would have just gone.
Don't throw yourself off a bridge. Call me. I'll talk you down.
All right. But anyway, so guys, how's your self-isolation been going?
Well, mine has not even nearly as exciting as yours. Mine's just been spent assembling furniture. I feel like Tim the Toolman Taylor. I'm assembling furniture.
So it's not going
rings.
Well then?
No! Last week we're talking about how everybody's going to have all this extra time to play video games, get some gaming in, work on the backlog. You know what I'm doing? I'm painting baseboards.
So you, your significant other had the honeydew list for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's doing some of the honeydew stuff as well. And I mean, I
all
probably
right,
could
no,
have
James,
scooted out, but.
No excuse. Even dealing with the flooded kitchen, I still managed to get significant time into Animal Crossing, stayed up to date on my World of Warcraft responsibilities, and started and finished Metro 2033. So I don't know what your excuse is, man.
Wow.
Get on board here.
Yikes.
I guess I had to rattle off all the furniture pieces I assembled. What? Two headboards?
No. Hold on. Are these IKEA?
Some of them were
okay,
IKEA.
Okay, you know, I want the IKEA names, and I need the official names.
Oh, I can't pronounce
here.
Any of those names.
He's got the Bjergsen installed.
Yeah. The Borksenborg and the Luxemdorf and the Broxenborg. I got all those. I assembled them all. I read the whole instructions. Callie, what are you up to?
I wanted to ask you about that because in your relationship, we heard before that sometimes your relationship can get a little tense sometimes.
Yeah, when I'm acting like a child?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. How is it? Because assembling IKEA furniture, I maintain, is one of the greatest tests of any relationship.
Yes.
How is that going?
Well, I do it in a room by myself. We'll put it that way. And if my fiance had her way, it'd be a padded room that's soundproof. Because there's a lot of obscenities that come flowing out of my mouth.
Because I assembled a couple pieces of IKEA furniture. We had to do some bookshelves. And everything went perfectly except the shelves were in backwards.
No,
so the front end of them isn't painted. Why they decided they don't have to just paint the whole piece of wood.
Because they're saving money.
Exactly.
It's all about the IKEA savings.
So I had to go get like a piece of electrical tape to cover up the front of it because it looks close enough to what the paint looks like. That doesn't stick on there. And then Sarah comes in, my fiance. She comes in and says, how come this one's not painted on the front? And for the first time in my relationship, I was like, we might be about to fight. This could be our first real fight.
Wait, hold on. Why didn't you just explain to her that you put it together wrong?
I did eventually explain that, but I was so happy with how the other one looked. I was like, yes, come check out and see how great this bookshelf looks. Praise me. I've been working on this all morning.
And she points out the flaw, and you lost it.
Yes, exactly. The flaw is the only thing she noticed. And I wasn't mad at her. I was mad at myself,
Self-control,
really.
Self-control, yes. Don't
Good
take it
you.
Out on your loved ones.
Good for you, because I would have broke something. Like
exactly.
A controller or another shelf. I'm like, you don't like the shelf? Well, here, I'll fix it. It's broken now.
What is wrong with you two?
It's
you need
rage.
Counseling.
It's IKEA, man. IKEA pulls
don't
the worst out of you.
Don't play IKEA. This
no,
is ridiculous.
It's all IKEA's fault. Let me tell you something. When you order from Art Van, they will show up and assemble it for you.
Yeah. They come on a truck. They drop it off. They show up, and you sit on the couch.
And that saves relationships.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. So, that was a few weeks ago. My COVID-19-filled week was actually pretty casual outside of just... You know, you'd think doing this show and doing the different shows that we do from home would be way easier. It is not.
I found myself a lot more exhausted from this past week than I usually am by coming in, which I thought was weird and made me feel a little bit guilty.
Trying to find ways to fill your time sitting out during the coronavirus? Is it causing stress in your life? Let us know. Shoot us a tweet on Twitter at @CheckpointXP. Coming up, GameStop is making news headlines again and for some pretty wild reasons. We'll tell you why next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Since COVID-19 has wrought havoc on the esports scene, I'll be letting you know what's being played and what's been canceled. Starting in the Overwatch League, competition will resume this weekend. However, there will be no homestands for the foreseeable future. All matches will be played online. Turning our attention to the spring split of the League of Legends LCS, matches are once again being played online. The spring split finals are planned to be held at the LCS studios, and Monday Night League has been suspended until further notice. The Capcom Pro Tour has canceled their stop in Brussels this month, with the next scheduled event being Armor Break on April 25th in Toronto. April 18th was supposed to play host to the Mix-Up in Lyon, France. However, that event has been postponed until July 18th. May should have played host to DreamHack Dallas. However, that event has now been moved to August 14th through the 16th, shortly after the rescheduled DreamHack Summer. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. You can find that over at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Robbie Landis, along with Checkpoint XP producer Callie, who's filling in for our own COVID-19 quarantiner Weird Beard, as well as me, probably the only man in the room who's already eaten all of his stay-at-home order snacks. James Campbell.
I'm going to go ahead and guarantee you are not the only one.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I feel so much better about that.
My girlfriend was already complaining that we are out of pies and muffins and cookies, and she's been eyeing my ice cream because she ate hers already.
That's funny.
But that's my ice cream.
I had eaten my stay-at-home snacks within like 3 hours of being home from the grocery store.
Why did they go so fast?
I got a huge bag of that cheesy popcorn.
Yeah.
I destroyed that thing in like an hour.
What's your favorite brand?
For what?
Cheesy popcorn.
The one like Better Made is fine. The Okie Dokie is really good too.
Okie Dokie bag.
Yes. And you can pick it out of your teeth for the next 3 years.
GameStop's been making news headlines lately for some coronavirus-related things, and some wild stuff's coming out of that. Robbie, what can you tell me about what's going on with GameStop?
It's not been good. It's not a good look at all. I mean, for a brand that's already at like an all-time low, you know, they've been known for kind of pushing their employees sort of to the brink, not treating them very well.
Ooh.
And obviously, as consumers, I don't know a lot of people who associate GameStop as like a customer loyal brand, you know, giving basically pennies on the dollar for the games. But as news has started to come through of, you know, some states or some counties basically starting to shut down, GameStop has declared themselves an essential business in this time of crisis. So there are some places where, you know, police have basically been going down to make sure that certain businesses are closing down, and corporate has instructed certain stores to basically tell them, like, you know, give them the number to our corporate offices, give them our corporate memo, but we are essential because now that everyone else is stuck at home, you know, what we sell, our product, is going to be, you know, fundamental in people basically, you know, keeping a good mental health and staying engaged and blah, 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 blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
Okay, all right.
Now, hold on, because they aren't wrong. Streaming and gaming online is, you know, hitting all-time highs. Tell me how they're wrong.
They're wrong in that you have so many alternatives to that. Like, you don't have to go to GameStop to get a video game. You don't have to go to any brick and mortar store to get a video game.
I mean, you know, that's not wrong. But see, I think that the bigger issue here, and by the way, since this, they have ended up or decided that they are going to close their stores now, due in part, I believe, from a video that came out. There was a YouTuber who was given login credentials for a GameStop, you know, corporate conference call, and this, I think, to me, is where the bigger stuff comes from. Because in my eyes, any place that wants to stay open is, I think, you know, should be allowed to do so. But you also have to take into consideration your employees' health.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the bigger thing here with GameStop. A lot of their corporate offices are now allowed to work from home, but people still had to go into work, you know, and a lot of people, not just GameStop employees, you know, anyone I think who's working in sort of the retail, the food industry is facing this. If they don't go to work, they don't get, paid.
Exactly, 100%. I dealt with that when I used to work at the grocery store coming up in radio. You know, I survived the blackout when we lost power
in our area. Right, I remember that.
Yeah, the blackout happened, and I was slinging groceries without a conveyor belt. People would load stuff up on the belt, and you slide it through, you bag it up, mm-hmm. and you let them go. Overtime would be approved because it was like a crisis situation.
Exactly. You know, people who still have to work, you know, at like your Walmart and stuff should be getting hazard pay at this point because, you know, who knows what you're being exposed to. And you know, with GameStop, you know, you can actually go and find that video that I mentioned and listen to it. And these managers and these GameStop employees are bringing up all these concerns, like, you know, you're basically just letting anybody come in. You know, we're still taking trade-ins. Who knows how many hands those games have went through. Like what happens if someone, you know, gets infected? You know, I mean, Weirdbeard, for example, isn't here today because he might have yep. came into contact with someone who might have it, and it's basically like cut them off quarantine, poof, yep. you know? And their response was basically, all right, well, you know, if there's a confirmed case, send that person home, and then we'll send in cleaning to, you know, basically, you know, scrub everything. But here's the thing, who do you think's going to do the cleaning? It's going to be more
employees.
GameStop employees.
Exactly.
And on top of that, they've had trouble. They promised in that first week that they would be sending, you know, like wipes and sanitizers and stuff to all the stores.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to do that yet because they can't find the supplies. So how are you going to clean a store top to bottom if you can't even send the supplies to begin with, GameStop?
Well, I'd assume all those things are what led them to the decision to eventually just, finally. You know what, we
yes.
got to close it up. We can't be doing this. And I mean,
damage is already done to the brand.
For sure. And I get it, too, for the people out there who, you know, you depend on your paycheck. Absolutely. My brother yep. got sent home. He works at a sushi restaurant. He got sent home, and they said, we'll tell you when to come back. And that's kind of just all he can do is wait now.
You're playing the waiting game. You're sitting and waiting for the call back to come back to work. Like back in the 80s when, you know, there was layoffs on the assembly lines mm-hmm. and stuff with the big three and things like that. But for this, so are you saying you don't believe GameStop is an essential business, or do you think it is an essential business?
All right, so obviously
playing the devil's advocate,
going a little outside of the realm here. I think that GameStop wanting to stay open and claiming that they're an essential business, I get the lashback on that, and it's laughable. But I do think that GameStop right now, especially with all these big games coming out, is you know the gaming and stuff. I think is something that people have to now lean into. But I do not agree with them staying open in spite of their own employees, right? If employees are going to continue to work, A, it should be by choice. B, they should not lose their job for it. And C, you know, and this goes for honestly all the businesses out there because we know the government will bail you guys out before they'll bail out the little guys.
Absolutely.
Is go ahead and pay all of your employees time, even though they're not working. Lose all your money, which you're losing anyway, and then the government will bail you out anyhow. It's win-win, right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Now, what businesses would you consider to be essential? If you had the power to leave the stores open, what stores would stay open? Now, for me, the one store, you guys are probably going to laugh, but the one store that I feel is 100% essential for existence during coronavirus lockdown and all that stuff is Taco Bell.
Ooh, okay.
Taco Bell is essential. It's delicious. I eat it multiple times in a week. So
if Taco Bell
goes down, I'm going to be sad.
Well, and it's also, it's getting you sick COVID-19 or not, right?
Oh,
so, I mean, what do you got to
not
lose?
This stomach. Broad iron stomach right here.
James, I did not know we had another Taco Bell fanatic on the staff. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
I love Taco Bell.
There we go.
What's your thought on the naked chicken chalupa, the chalupa cabra?
I enjoy the naked chicken chalupa.
Yes,
I'm telling you, both disgusting.
It's delicious.
You are not.
They use the meat. They use the filling to create a shell that holds and nests the tomato and the lettuce and the cheese
yes.
and the sauce in there. It's brilliant. Taco Bell is leading the world in fast food culinary innovations, and they've been doing it for years. Nobody can hold a torch to Taco Bell's fast food innovations.
Cut the check, Taco Bell. We'll be waiting.
Yeah. Please sponsor the show. Checkpoint XP brought to you by Taco Bell.
Callie, what can you not live without amid these shutdowns that are going on?
If I could keep any store open indefinitely, I'm telling you, I'm big on the snack foods right now. Like, it again,
grocery stores are open, though.
It's a food place for me.
You thinking like Taco Bell? Oh, not like
you just said Taco Bell. Get Taco Bell off the mind.
My brain. Are you thinking like a 7-Eleven or like a quick stop type?
Yeah,
convenience store.
So 7-Elevens. I'm big on like the on the way home. Okay, let's stop in. Let's grab the Slurpee as long as they have a caffeine free flavor, which not all 7-Elevens do. Get on it, 7-Eleven. We need caffeine.
No caffeine for Cali.
That's absolutely true. But yeah, the convenience stores, and I mean, I know even the state of Michigan has ordered the shutdown order at this point, but liquor stores are exempt from that. I did not know that liquor stores are considered essential businesses, but I guess for some people.
People like to drink.
They definitely
are. Always like to drink. I think for me, it's less a store and it's more a service I'm worried about. I understand this is very, very selfish of me because
if
these are people.
If you say DoorDash, I'm going to just sit there and agree with you.
It's people who are putting, you know, basically their lives on the line for this, but it is, you know, DoorDash, Uber Eats and stuff like that. Because again, I don't want to go out even if there wasn't this outbreak going on. I still hate going out. And I would also encourage anyone who are now using these services to please, please tip your drivers. I'll depending on the if it's over 20, I'll do 50%. But if it's under 20, I'm tipping them the same amount that I'm paying them.
Pretty much. Like, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'm that thankful for all of you.
Yeah. So be patient with your DoorDasher.
Yeah. So treat them right. Robbie's going to fill us in on some of the biggest gaming news stories. But first, we're going to talk about extravagant gaming purchases and find out who on the show knows the secondhand gaming market the best. That's coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as our Checkpoint XP producer, Callie, who is sitting in for our self-proclaimed pinball wizard, Weirdbeard, who's out due to a personal quarantine.
Yeah, I definitely can't live up to the pinball wizard title.
I don't
awful
think he's
pinball.
A pinball wizard either. Let's be honest. He's not here. He can't fight back. I bet he blows at pinball. I'm just putting that out there. I don't believe him even a percent.
I was good at one pinball machine.
Yeah.
The Star Trek The Next Generation pinball machine.
No,
it's
not
a
bad.
Classic.
Not bad.
I loved that one. And everything else I was bad at.
I was pretty good at the Space Cadet version on the PC.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
so was
well,
I.
If we're counting that, I was good at Pokemon Pinball.
There you go. That all counts.
Sonic Pinball, anybody?
No.
Sonic Spinball.
Yes,
that
yes.
game was impossible.
Yes, it was. If you couldn't get past the third level? Is that
you,
right?
If you want to feel bad about yourself, look up a speed run. They did it at AGDQ a few years ago. Watch someone speed run Sonic Spinball. You'll feel bad about yourself.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Feeling bad already.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on Checkpoint XP, we're going to talk about extravagant gaming purchases. But first, we're going to find out who on the show knows the secondhand gaming market the best with a fun little game that our producer Callie's put together called Name That Price. Callie, what you got for us?
That's right. Okay, so I have scoured the depths of Craigslist to find some interesting gaming items. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to give you the description of them. The first one of you is going to guess how much it is, and then the second one has to say whether it's more or less.
So
that
like
price.
Higher or lower. Okay.
Higher or lower. That's how we're going to handle it, since I've only got two of you today. Okay. The first item that we have up for bid is a PS4 Pro.
Oh.
The whole system?
Yes. Okay. Well, I will say this. The picture is of a pair of headphones.
Oh,
so
no.
Maybe?
Oh.
Could be. It says, selling my PS4 Pro. Everything is good to go. Comes with two controllers and a headset, to be fair. I will do such and such amount less. If you can pick it up within the hour, I have a flight to catch.
Oh.
So this is someone trying to move it quickly. I don't believe they have a flight to catch. Who has a flight to catch right now?
I don't think anybody does. I feel like this is a hot system here.
Yeah.
Somebody just broke into someone's apartment and ganked it.
Uh-oh.
So, Robbie, you're going to go first. How much are you going to guess this the PS4 Pro is going
oh,
for?
Oh, man. They got to move this quick.
And I'll
it
say they're offering it for $20 less if you can pick it up within the hour.
Oh, all right. I think that their asking price is $100.
Okay. And James, do you think it is actually more or less than $100? Because it is not $100.
Well, they're only offering a $20 discount. So $100 might be close, but I think they're probably looking for a few more bucks than $100.
All right.
I think I'm going to go higher.
Point goes to James. Woo! For the PS4 Pro. They are asking $300. Oh. They will give it to you for $280. If you can pick it up within the hour.
Within the hour? That's, you at least got to give them more of a discount than $20.
I would think so. All right, so we're playing Name That Price. We're looking at some stuff on Craigslist. I'm giving you guys up for bid. I love this one. It is the Acoustic Egg. This is a custom-built acoustic egg.
What?
That would be perfect for a gamer or audiophile. The outside of the egg is clad in leather, as well as the seating inside of the egg. It's like one of those egg chairs.
So this is those futuristic chairs.
So someone made a custom giant egg to sit in while you game?
Yes. Oh, the receiver is a Denon AVR 1531 with 5.1 surround sound.
Is this local? Because if this is local, I might just...
It is local. Oh, I can tell you where
right.
It is. Yeah,
I might be sitting in a new egg.
So, James, you're going to go first this time. How much do you think for the acoustic egg? I'll also say it has four HDMI ports to connect TV monitor, gaming stations, or PCs. And it also has a swing-away steering wheel for, like, racing games.
Wow. So
whoa.
This is a fancy chair.
It's custom-made,
yeah.
Too.
When we've done this game in the past, I've put some garbage on here before. I would not call this garbage.
Okay. So this is, like, a high-end Craigslist item. These go for a lot of money brand new, if I'm not mistaken. I think they want, like... $600.
Okay.
Oh,
Robbie.
Oh, man.
It is not $600.
Okay.
Do you think it is more or less than $600?
Custom made.
It is custom. There is no maker manufacturer because it's custom made.
You know what? For some reason, my gut's saying go a little bit lower, but I'm going to say higher.
All right. Point goes to James.
Woo! Dang it.
It was $500.
Yeah.
Yes.
Robbie,
he also
go
says,
with your gut, man. You gotta go with your gut.
He says, regarding size, I am 5'11" and it fits me fine. So, all right.
Robbie might know his video game soundtracks in reverse, but I think I might know the secondhand gaming market a little bit better.
We actually tied on that game.
The next item up for bid here on Name That Price is Switch Game.
Switch Game?
Just says Switch Game. I have a Switch game by Nintendo for sale. It is in like-new condition and comes with the case. If you have questions, please call me.
Is there a picture?
There is a picture. It is of Dark Souls Remastered.
For the Switch?
For the Switch.
Oh, okay.
It is a picture. It's just that the article does not specifically say that's what you get.
All right. $30.
Okay, so Robbie bids $30. It is not $30.
It's not $30.
James, do you believe it is more or less than $30?
Well, I'm going to guess, just from the way they wrote this ad, it's probably definitely somebody who has English as a second language. And they might not realize they have to put the title of the game in there.
Fair enough.
They probably don't really know how much to sell this for. So I'm going to say they're probably looking for like $10, $15. So I'm going to say less.
All righty. Point goes to Robbie. Oh, they wanted $33.
Wow.
For this.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Get a bonus point for coming in within $3.
Yep, that's for sure. Okay. So we're playing Name That Price. I'm giving some some items off Craigslist for the guys to bid on and see what they know of the after price market. How about this one? The Nintendo Virtual Boy plus Mario Tennis. Virtual Boy and Mario Tennis. It comes with the controller, the stand, and the battery pack. I don't know how it wouldn't come with those things. They are attached to it. and it comes with Mario Tennis. The displays is not working.
Oh, so it doesn't even work.
Conditions sold as broken or parts only.
It's an as-is, huh?
Yeah, it is an as-is. James, how much would you bid for the broken Nintendo Virtual Boy and Mario Tennis game?
I feel like when they first put them out, they were about $200. But I think
that's about right, actually.
I'm not that familiar. I just remember getting a headache from it every time I'd use it on the display
case.
That
is also correct.
That I remember for sure.
So if it's $200 brand new, this is broken, and it's very old, I think they want
$57. $57. They do not want $57 for it.
James.
Do they want more or less?
This is a piece of gaming history.
You think so?
Right here. This is memorabilia.
I think this is a gaming
paperweight. If they are asking for anything lower than that, they are crazy. I'm going higher.
Robbie gets the point.
Oh, man.
They are asking $135 for a broken system.
That's a little bit too high.
$60 discount.
Man.
Yeah. Garbage.
Ooh. All right, we need a tiebreaker, so here's the last one. I love this one, to be honest with you. You hit the mouther load.
The mouther load?
The mouther load. I assume he meant to say mother load, but he misspelled both mother and load.
Oh, boy.
So, okay. all. Complete surround sound system. All items are in good working condition and sound great together. They do not. They do have the occasional mark on some pieces. It is used. Doesn't have to be super loud to be heard. It's got a Yamaha 5.1 surround sound AV receiver, an audio liner, 10-band equalizer, and spectrum analyzer. I don't know what that means. An Insignia 8-inch powered subwoofer and 3-piece satellites and 1 center speaker, as well as a soundbar.
They spelled all of that correctly?
That is all spelled correctly.
They copied and pasted it off of the actual ad.
You know what? Probably.
Off
all right. Sure. All right. So sorry. What is this? I zoned out.
It is
all that techno
it's
babble.
A surround sound system, basically.
Oh, okay. Surround sound system. Yep. All right.
Robbie. How much are they asking for the surround sound?
Yeah,
system?
Robbie, how much are they asking?
$250. As in $250.
Okay. $250 is not what they're asking. James, are they asking more or less?
This is the tiebreaker?
Yep.
Well, they can't spell stuff right, but they can get the whole description of all the different features correct because they copied and pasted it from a website, obviously. I think they're going less.
The point and the game goes to Robbie. They wanted $300 for it.
What?
And got him.
Is this week on Name That Price.
I can't believe I just lost to Robbie.
Woo.
Well, you heard the nailed it last hour. Now it's time for our failed it.
From the high highs.
An absolute monster.
To the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
This week's failed it goes out to Evangeline Lilly, a.k.a. The Wasp, from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and during the COVID-19 crisis, when the public was urged to stay indoors and self-quarantine for the safety of the public as a whole, she was quoted saying she values freedom over life and as a result would not self-quarantine.
Oh, this is such a bad look. Like, on its face, I get it. The idea of freedom over life is fine and stuff, and if you don't care about getting it, you know what? More power to you. But what people don't realize is this is freedom over other lives, because if you have it, and especially if you're asymptomatic, you're still carrying it around and spreading it to other people that may spread it to loved ones or the elderly. Not cool.
Yeah, listen, when they said, you know, give me liberty or give me death, this is not what they were referring to. This is not your personal freedoms being trespassed upon. This is them saying, hey, for the sake of the whole, you need to stay home and not risk spreading this virus, because there are a lot of people out there who are immunocompromised or who have lung conditions or who have even something as simple as asthma. And COVID-19 is a real big deal if they get it. Not to mention, hey, how old are your parents, Robbie?
Pretty old.
Yeah, exactly. James?
Same here.
Yeah, exactly. Any of our parents come down with COVID-19? That's going to be a bad day.
Well, plus, you're a celebrity. You're a famous rich person.
Robbie, you were talking about Danny DeVito earlier. Danny's okay,
yes,
right?
Yes. No, Danny is okay.
Okay.
From what I saw him trending as well and thought the same thing. I'm like, no, not Danny DeVito, because he's up there.
If he
not
got COVID-19, that'd probably be
it
for
probably
Danny.
Would, but yeah. He basically just put out like a TikTok or an Instagram.
A video pretty much saying what we have just
yeah,
conveyed.
Exactly. Yeah. Basically telling people to stay inside. Don't be selfish. You know, what you're doing, just going outside, could end up costing someone else their lives, and you'd never even know about it. Just stay home.
John Oliver did that over the weekend, where he literally went on and just said, listen, for the next 30 seconds, let's all take some time to be really selfish about how this impacts us, and then move on from that and realize that this is something you have to do right now.
Yes. So if you don't self-quarantine for yourself, at least do it for Danny DeVito.
That's right.
Do it for Danny.
If that won't get people to self-quarantine, I don't think anything will.
Well, let's hope they all do. Video Game Hall of Fame 2020 finalists. Which games made the cut? We'll talk about that in a bit, because Robbie is going to check gaming headlines. What's going on in the headlines, Robbie?
Oh, well, somebody in the gaming sphere actually made a very generous donation to the COVID-19 relief.
Oh, great. We'll hear about that next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, our very own Checkpoint XP producer, Callie, who's filling in for Weirdbeard, and the guy in the room who finally figured out how to use Discord, me.
Oh, good.
James Campbell.
Actually, you know, that's actually hilarious, because had we tried to play like Overwatch or something,
yeah.
I'd have just been like, yeah, hop on Discord, man, we'll get going.
I'd be like, I don't know what that
anytime,
is.
Anytime, just what? Log, just, what? Just press what? The button, just get in there.
I don't, how's what, it what's, work? What's Discord?
Oh, man.
Whose server? My server?
Yeah,
I gotta get my server
and then
on
I'd
your
have,
server?
I'd have just played without him. I would not have even tried to help him out. I'd have just been like, figure it out, we'll play another day.
See you later, loser. Thanks a lot, Robbie. Appreciate you. I appreciate your help in my education on Discord.
You figured it out on your own, apparently.
I did. It's actually a very awesome tool.
Yeah, it is.
I love using it now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be checking in with Weirdbeard in a little bit to see how his personal quarantine is going. But right now, it's time to check the gaming headlines with Robbie Landis.
Hey! Oh! The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
This is another esports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
As the COVID-19 outbreak continues, everyone helps in whatever way they can. And following in the footsteps of Ryan Reynolds and Jimmy Fallon, Tyler Ninja Blevins has donated $150,000 to Feeding America. Feeding America is currently working to help the huge number of people who've been affected by the coronavirus in America with a dedicated COVID-19 response fund.
All right. I give Ninja a lot of garbage because we see him everywhere and he has shoved down our throats more than I'm happy
about.
Well,
last week, he also made our failed it for, arguing with Nadeshot over the dumbest stuff.
That's fair. So I think this is cool, right? Like anytime you're going to give $150,000 to charity, I'm not going to get on here and rip
donating
you.
Donating to charity is always a win.
It's an amazing donation. Mm-hmm. My question is, what do we know about Feeding America? Like what particularly are they feeding?
I assume that they're helping out in a capacity. Like, you know, there are a lot of kids out there that because they're not going to school right now, they miss out on a meal throughout the week. You know,
exactly.
I even saw that some McDonald's are actually offering a free meal to kids, throughout the weekdays.
That's awesome.
Obviously, you know, doing anything like this is obviously, you know, going a long way to help. So GG Ninja, good guy.
Yeah, good job.
Ninja.
Right now, Feeding America is doing emergency food boxes, drive-through pantries, and long-term support
awesome.
In COVID-19.
That's great. That's great to hear. It's good to see the gaming community help provide, you know, 150 Gs. Good job, Ninja.
You guys notice an unnaturally high amount of people, young and old alike, talking about a game called Animal Crossing?
Yes.
I have.
Building their town on a deserted island. Maybe your kid or loved one is playing it right now. Then impress them with this neat trick for infinite item duplication. If you're visiting someone else's island or get someone to visit yours, and you rotate an item such as a table, which has something on top of it as the second person tries to pick it up, boom, it appears in your pocket. It's still on the table. You can make loads and loads of bells. You're welcome.
Okay, so you're going to have to help me with this one. I've never played an Animal Crossing game.
Yeah, this is
why do
me.
I want bells?
Bells is the money of the game.
Okay.
And the whole idea of the game is, oh, you just got a house. Now you owe this raccoon 100,000 bells, so you're always in debt. This can help you get out from underneath them super fast.
Wait, so this is a game in which you have to take out a mortgage from a shady raccoon?
Yeah. I actually want to call him Shady. He's actually a pretty legitimate business raccoon.
Come Does on. He send people to raccoon. Break your knees if you don't pay the mortgage on
no,
time?
No, there's not even any interest either. So,
well,
wow,
that
doesn't sound at all like my mortgage.
That's a great mortgage to have. He sounds like a great lender, but he
for
doesn't
sure.
seem very trustworthy with those bandit eyes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The release for Resident Evil 3 is just around the corner, dropping on April 3rd, and the developers recently announced that knife-only runs would be possible, though extremely difficult. In the Resident Evil 2 remake, knives would break after repeated use, but in RE3, they will be inexhaustible. You can always count on your trusty knife.
Okay, well, I mean, that's great. I hope they've depowered the knife then since Resident Evil 2, because the knife was insanely strong.
Apparently, very few developers in the office have been able to do it. It's very very difficult, but it is still doable, which is something that even in the original was doable as well, right?
Well, the knife-only run?
Yeah.
Okay.
I look forward then to the knife-only speed run that I'll inevitably see this year at GDQ and feel real bad about myself.
You're not going to attempt it yourself?
No, I think I'll go ahead and use a machine gun to take down the zombie hordes.
The Mandalorian was a huge hit for Disney Plus this past year, and we now have some news as to who we can expect to see in Season 2, which is set to release October later this year.
Oh, my God.
Rosario Dawson
oh my God.
Is said to have been cast as Ahsoka Tano. She even expressed interest in playing the character last year, so it's nice to see this casting choice. Callie, being the resident Star Wars nerd here, who is Ahsoka Tano and why do we care?
Ahsoka is Anakin's Padawan.
Oh, the person that Anakin trained before he became Darth Vader?
Correct. So we see her in the Clone Wars TV show that happened, and she leaves the Jedi Order near the end of that show because they basically accuse her of murder, and she's like, forget you guys, and she leaves. And then she shows up again in Rebels, and we've seen her throughout the different timelines, but we've never gotten a definitive answer as to what happened to her. Since Mandalorian takes place after,
and we've never
Return
seen her
Jedi.
In live action either.
No, we've never seen her live action. That's going to be exciting. Get to see a Togruta live action. Yes, that's what that species is called. That's super exciting. And Rosario Dawson is a perfect casting choice. Like, that's really exciting. I'm super into that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her back on the streaming services as well. She played the night nurse in the Marvel Netflix sort of cinematic universe. So that was really cool.
Oh,
she
did
was Claire.
She?
Yeah,
okay.
She was. Yep.
Interesting.
As more and more businesses are shut down and people stay in to help curb the effect of the COVID-19 crisis, Disney has decided to release one of their most recent theatrical releases on Disney+. Onward, starring Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, which released only 2 weeks ago, will be streamable on Disney+.
Wow, that's
crazy. I'm really excited about this because I kind of felt bad not being able to go and see it in theaters because I love both of those actors so much.
Yeah,
and
they're both very talented.
It looks hilarious. It looks like a lot of fun, very wholesome.
Not that's often cool. You say good guy Disney, but good guy Disney.
Well, I think it's cool that they're putting this newly released movie on the streaming service.
Yeah.
I would love it if other theaters or
started
movie houses
similar
did
things.
The same mm-hmm. thing. Because I'd be willing to pay a premium. To be honest, I would pay a premium to watch like a newly released movie on a streaming service, like just to get just that movie.
Instead of having to go out to see it in theaters.
Yes.
Still pay
yes,
now
exactly.
to see it, but see it from home.
Do you guys 100%. Think that what we're going through right now is going to be the end of the theater as we know it? Or of that model?
I don't think so, because I think it'll always be around the same way that even like live theater is still around.
Right.
But they will probably have to increasingly hike up prices, and it'll just be like one of those experiential things that you
right.
go to.
But do you think like the days will end of us having to wait like, you know, it's in theaters for 8 months and then you see it at
maybe.
Home?
Maybe, or you will only start to see certain movies go to theaters.
You'll have to see yeah. how this plays out with Disney Plus and see if anybody else follows suit.
Yeah.
They try to do the same thing, and if all these other different theaters or movie producers find success, mm-hmm. that could be the new way to do it. But I definitely think movie theaters will probably start to go on like the decline.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, Blizzard surprised the Overwatch community with a brand new hero. Now, most of us didn't think we'd be getting any new heroes or maps with Overwatch 2 being in development, and that slowing most of, if not halting, the development of Overwatch 1. The newest hero, Echo, is a damage hero who has the ability to fly and duplicate any other hero with her ultimate and use their hero's abilities and ultimate herself. She is super overpowered right now, and everyone in the community seems to be divided about, oh my god, she's too strong, delete her, and oh my god, this hero is so much fun.
Well, that's the thing, right? Typically with overpowered heroes, yeah, they're super fun to play because you dominate on
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you wreck everybody.
Well, and I think to the developers sort of aspect too, I think when you come out with a new hero, you probably want it to be overpowered as opposed to underpowered. Because you want people to be excited
yeah,
about it and talking about it,
it
for
gets some
sure.
time in the game. People get to play it. It gets a little bit more
exactly.
familiarity.
Yep.
They call that the League of Legends effect.
Oh, do they? That's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Robbie, for that update. Now, the Video Game Hall of Fame has selected its finalists for this year's inductees. Now, we wanted to take a look at who made the cut and decide amongst ourselves who we think should make it in.
That's right. So this year, the 12 inductees are... Bejeweled.
Okay.
Centipede.
All right.
Frogger.
Yeah.
GoldenEye 007.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero. King's Quest. Minecraft. NBA Jam. Nokia Snake. Super Smash Bros. Melee. Uncharted 2. Among Thieves. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And four of these games will be inducted into the Video Game Hall of Fame.
So four of the 12 get in.
All right. Well, first of all, GoldenEye 007 helped redefine the way that first-person shooters are played.
It basically created Coach Co-op yep. as we know it today. Yeah.
Minecraft has done more for gaming and than I think a lot of games have. You can't not put that in there.
Well, what exactly has Minecraft done other than create the creepers?
I think yes. I think Minecraft is like when you talk to like people our generation and they say like, "Oh, World of Warcraft changed the way I
or
played
Halo
video games," or
changed the way.
Minecraft is doing that for the next generation.
There's a
of
lot
gamers.
Of kids who start with Minecraft, and that is a game they will never put down. It's basically Legos, and
it's
Legos are timeless.
Drug.
Well,
it's a kinda, gateway drug
yeah.
to gaming.
Super Smash Bros. Melee, I think, is another good one. It's very rare that a game is able to surpass and outlive three of its successors?
Well, I mean, when you in 2020 have people still carrying CRT TVs around so they can play Smash Brothers Melee, yeah, there's something to be said for that.
Well, I mean, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate has effectively killed it, but even then, people still refuse to stop playing it.
So, Robbie, I'm just going to say this. I wrote an article for the website about this story.
Do you have those three?
And those are three that I picked of my four that I chose on.
I don't know what to do for the last one.
I think it's difficult because I think King's Quest is one you could argue for. A classic, basically launched the point-and-click genre. That's where that genre basically comes from.
What's another point-and-click type game in that genre?
So Monkey Island.
Okay,
in the
90s. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I played like Sam and Max.
Sam and Max. Day of the Tentacle. Classic. I think Nokia Snake, you could argue, is the one that the most of us have played.
All right, first
everyone
of all,
had the Nokia brick.
Why isn't it just Snake? Nokia didn't invent the game Snake, did they?
They did not, to my knowledge.
But I think probably because it's so like low quality. All you have is a couple of little dots and then a straight line that keeps getting longer.
But I feel like other games probably deserve it more. Centipede, Frogger. I mean, Bejeweled, as much as I hate the game. I mean, Bejeweled is essentially Yoshi's Cookie Factory, okay? Which is the first game I ever played.
Bejeweled was the fourth game that I chose.
Alright, that's probably what I
every puzzle game for the last 30 years has just copied Bejeweled. And if you don't know what Bejeweled is, if you're out there listening, you're like, oh, I don't know Bejeweled.
It's like Candy Crush.
Yeah, you do.
Have you ever played a game where you try to match tiles with each other to make them disappear?
You've played it, then.
I'll bet you have.
All right, what do you guys think? Which of these games should make it into the 2020 Hall of Fame for video games? Let us know on Twitter with a tweet at CheckpointXP. Well, we're going to check in with a group running a charity gaming tournament that you can participate in with your kid, benefiting those affected by the coronavirus. But first, how is Weird Beard dealing with this quarantine? We'll get him on the phone and find out next on CheckpointXP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Checkpoint XP with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard. Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and joining me is Robbie Landis, as well as our very own Checkpoint XP producer, Callie, who's sitting in for our self-quarantined CSGO rage quitter, Weird Beard.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, have any of you guys experienced this firsthand yet? Like, has it set in as reality for anybody else?
That you're not in the building or that there's a chance that somebody could get coronavirus?
Because the fact that you're not in the building, I feel like it's a lot more peaceful around here. We got this show done in record time. There was no hang-ups, no, you know, anything like that. It's actually been really nice around here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm like coronavirus, but I miss you too, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Only because I am officially stuck in my house. I'm through 1 week, and I have another at least 7 to 14 days that I have to wait it out.
Yeah,
right.
And
we're all kind of on self-isolation, but you're legit, like, on quarantine.
And I feel like it's not going well. I saw that you already dropped the money for a brand new PC.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of issues in there. Some work-related things, but also
work-related. Right, I got you, buddy. I understand.
Listen, I want to be able to write it off on my taxes, so it's work-related. And but while I did that, I finally was able to come into 2020 video games. I have to confess, I've played very little, like Overwatch, very little League of Legends, very little Apex Legends, like all kinds of stuff. And I spent the weekend just like sucked into a black hole.
So how did you get the missus to sign off on a brand new PC purchase?
She's actually sitting next to me, and the reason why is because she got a laptop.
You had to bribe her.
Are they matching laptops? Is it his and hers?
No, she got a laptop. I got a desktop, but definitely hers is nicer, only because, you know, I didn't want to listen to it. So she gets the nicer one, and I just keep pushing.
This is the couple's life right here in all of its glory.
You are not wrong, actually. That is correct. Whatever makes the other person very happy is what you do, because that will make you happy. Except maybe for James.
Now,
I don't know if that's true.
No, I follow the same rules.
Oh, okay. There we go.
100%.
Now, James, I have to tell you, the one there is. So what I did was I sat down and I spent time and I thought about everybody that I interact with at work and what video game do they play? And I wanted to get a game so that I would be able to game with everybody. Like, Robbie is Overwatch. I'm trying to get really good at Overwatch so that I can hang out with Robbie and maybe even play some World of Warcraft. I have to say, James, I downloaded your game.
Realm Royale?
You know, a game Realm Royale.
Yeah!
How are you liking it?
So now, it's okay. Like, it's interesting. I like the chicken. And
yeah, the down but not out chicken, man. They're called Box.
Yeah, so like, I really want to be able to try to connect. Like, this is the time when if I have to have a conversation with an 8-year-old one more time about why she can't eat cake for breakfast, I might go crazy. So instead, this
I
is
have
the
that
time
conversation
I
with my
to...
girlfriend all the time. I usually lose that conversation.
I just want to be able to reach out and connect with people. And so, James, I'm going to get really good at Realm Royale.
Please do.
Just so that you can come in and show me that you're the mayor of, was it Guntown?
Yes, the mayor of Guntown. You can squad up with me and be part of the hunks from hell when we rule the realm.
All right. Now, if this is something that's going to happen, I need to squash this in the bug right now. Just for both of you two's sake, right?
You're worried the mayor of Guntown's coming for you.
Honesty. You guys need to be honest, all right? So, Weirdbeard, you can tell him what you really think of Realm Royale, because, James, I'm sorry, but when someone tells you, the game's... It's interesting. That's the polite way of saying this game sucks and I hate it.
That's fine if he doesn't like it.
I like it. Is it the game that I'm like, do I tick the box to have it start when I turn my computer on? No. will I continue to play it, especially if James is on my team? Yes, I will play it.
I'll help it get some wins.
All right. Yeah, all right. Now, Weirdbeard, I have a question for you because obviously the big game that you've been waiting for dropped while you're in self-isolation. What great timing that seems to have been.
But, what a coincidence.
Yeah. How's Animal Crossing going? And have you decided to let your daughter in on it and kind of turn this into, you know, like a trust exercise in like some teachable moments here?
Well, surprising twist of turns, I actually have spent more time playing Doom Eternal now than
wow.
I did playing Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing's great. I'm having a lot of fun with it. The only thing that I think hasn't really sparked joy with me, as Marie Kondo would say, is that I haven't connected with enough of my friends to be able to go and visit their islands. And like, I just haven't put enough time into the outside world yet. So once I reemerge, I think I'm going to get back into Animal Crossing, but I'm starting to get furious being trapped with my girlfriend and her daughter every single day. So I just need to punch demons in the face and tear them apart.
I mean, that seems like a good way
it's a healthier
some...
way to get the rage out than the way I do.
Well,
smashing
absolutely.
Things and punching things and breaking stuff.
So you're playing a lot of Doom Eternal. Any tips out there for the people who are listening who might be getting ready to go into isolation?
Specifically, see, you're at home, you said with a kid, and I've seen a bunch of people on Twitter and social media who's like, all you people out there who are single, who don't have kids, you better think to the God that you don't have kids at home. You don't know how lucky you are. And first of all, every millennial is like, we know exactly how lucky we are. That's why we don't have them. We made that decision. So, Weirdbeard, at home with an 8-year-old, what are your tips to survival for those of us not lucky enough to not have kids out there?
Tip number one, stick to a schedule. If you start sleeping in till noon and going to bed at 2 a.m., your whole life becomes chaos. Like, your body doesn't know what it's doing. The kid doesn't know what she's doing. Like, it becomes, like, a free-for-all on everything. Cookies for breakfast every single day.
So you need to live life as if you're going to work and going to school, like, normally. But you just don't have to do those things.
Like,
you just do it at home.
We didn't set alarms on the weekend. But every weekday, we still set the alarms to wake up, you know, as if I was getting up to go to work. She still has a bedtime. And the second most important rule is know how to change your home's Wi-Fi password, because it is a literal hack to be able to control. If you want to see the world climb to a like absolute stop, it's not, you know, dealing with a coronavirus. It's if you change the Wi-Fi password and everybody all of a sudden rushes into your office and goes, why isn't the internet working?
So you can probably use that too as like a control tool. Like if she's, either one of them, the missus or the kid gets out of hand, you're like, I will change that Wi-Fi password so fast if you don't start behaving yourself.
I'm like, Hans Gruber right now, to where I can demand literally anything in the world and get it, because I just go, well, you guys don't know how to work technology. I'm the only one that knows how to reset a Wi-Fi. Sorry, dog.
Rick's living in a hostage situation.
That's exactly what this is. I think someone should check in on both Bailey and Jessica. This is insane. You're a monster.
Well, hopefully his daughter doesn't go all John McClane and throw him off the roof.
Help me! Help!
You got hostages in the background?
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's now been compromised, so we can't send help for another 14 days.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah,
sorry.
That's the thing. They are not. Nobody else is locked out from us. They're locked in here with me. So it's going to be one of those situations that, you know, I'm going to be able to control what we need to, you know, especially with I have relinquished a little bit. I got Overcooked 2 to be able to play with my girlfriend. So we play some of that on the Switch together. And we're contemplating getting Mario Kart. You know, like it's life lessons that you have to teach right now, which is not I'm going to go easy on you, because now we get to play all day long. So I'm definitely going to, you know, go as hard as I want to.
So you're
going to
dominate the whole household in terms of gaming.
Let's hope so. Send care packages. And I am currently accepting donations of EL fudges at my P.O. box.
Delicious. All right. Well, you heard it there from Weird Beard surviving his quarantine. Coming up, we're going to check in with a group running the charity gaming tournament that you can participate with your kid, benefiting those affected by the coronavirus. It's all up next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Since COVID-19 has wrought havoc on the esports scene, I'll be letting you know what's being played and what's been canceled. Starting in the Overwatch League, competition will resume this weekend. However, there will be no homestands for the foreseeable future. All matches will be played online. Turning our attention to the Spring Split of the League of Legends LCS, matches are once again being played online. The Spring Split Finals are planned to be held at the LCS Studios, and Monday Night League has been suspended until further notice. The Capcom Pro Tour has canceled their stop in Brussels this month, with the next scheduled event being Armor Break on April 25th in Toronto. April 18th was supposed to play host to the Mix-Up in Lyon, France. However, that event has been postponed until July 18th. May should have played host to DreamHack Dallas. However, that event has now been moved to August 14th through the 16th, shortly after the rescheduled DreamHack Summer. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. You can find that over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and along with me, you've got Robbie Landis, as well as Checkpoint XP producer, and the only person in the room who's played Perfect Dark for 24 consecutive hours, Callie.
I mean, yeah, technically it was like 40 hours consecutive.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I had a over summer break one time. Me and my friend Chase were super into Perfect Dark, and we played for like 40 straight hours.
And then is Chase dead?
No,
did he die?
Presumably we slept after that.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
remember. It gets a little blurry after
like,
hour
I
26.
Like, yeah, that's insane.
It's a long time to game.
It was, but it was fun.
Earlier this week, Callie had the opportunity to sit down with Anthony God and Matt Jackson with the G3 Gaming Group and UGC. They're working together to create an Apex Legends charity tournament that'll be running over the next month to benefit No Kid Hungry. It's a charity organization helping kids affected by hunger in America. Now, let's check out that interview.
Hey guys, it's producer Callie, and I am currently joined by Anthony God and Matt Jackson. They're running the Shutdown Showdown, and I gotta start with you, Matt. You gotta tell me, what is the Shutdown Showdown?
All right. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it. The Shutdown Showdown is a collaborative series of events hosted by G3 and UGC on our online technology platform, UGC's online technology platform, UGCesports.gg. The focus of this is to respond to the current virus situation and everyone needing to be shut down and locked in their homes. So what we've done is we've come up with a 5-week series showcasing Apex Legends on PC, This will also feature custom servers to allow players to join matches with other competitors that they know of, in comparison to the typical gameplay, which would be more of a random type competitive structure. And all the proceeds will go to a charitable organization that will help this this country in our time of, I guess, shutdown. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
So for the layman out there, you're talking like a six-week series playing Apex Legends, kind of like a charity tournament sort of thing.
Correct. Yeah, they'll users, competitors, they'll play online, they'll register online. It's $10 per person for the entire series, no matter when you sign up, either on day one or on the last competition. Each week you'll have an opportunity at different prizes, whether it be gaming chairs, headsets, eyewear, whatever our affiliate partners are willing to support. And yeah, it's for a great cause, and it's also a great response for the competitive gamer to stay active and run some good games.
Cool. So, Anthony, let me ask you, you know, what brought the Shutdown Showdown about? Why are you guys running this event?
Well, Matt and I have been working together for quite a while, and I love UGC, and Matt Topfit is one of the best that I've experienced in esports. And we were trying to figure out how we could give back, and we were doing some thinking about running online tournaments, and I think somebody came up with the idea of why don't we take a look at running an online tournament for charity. And we have been, you know, planning on working together for the American Heart Association for some of their events. And I think it's the right time to do this. And we want to be able to do something to help, because everyone just feels powerless sitting at home. And, you know, some companies can still function, but most of our, I mean, my kids are home. Most kids are home across the country. How do we get them doing things? How do we, you know, how do we get people doing something to help? And, you know, even deciding what it is that we were going to do wasn't as important as who we were going to do it for. So we went through a process, you know, both companies over the phone. Both of the teams worked together very well. What charity are we going to give to? And we end up coming up with a charity called No Kid Hungry, which is a the national campaign. It was started by a group called Share Our Strength, and I think it was started in 1984. And No Kid Hungry deals with hunger in America, which many people don't know exists, but quite honestly, it exists. And one in six kids in America struggle with hunger. So what the money will go to is to provide school breakfast. You know, now that the kids are out of school, a lot of these right. kids get food during school.
So, Matt, I need to ask if, you know, a lot of people out there, they're home with their kids. They're looking for something to do. If they can help out a charitable cause while they're at it, I think that's all the better. I know everyone here on the Checkpoint cast is planning on participating. We're not any good at the game, mind you, but we're happy to, you know, give our $10 to charity and get our butts kicked for a little while. If people out there are interested in competing, where can they go to find more information and register?
Yeah, they can check out ugcesports.gg. We'll have our landing page and registration open tomorrow, as well as social outlets, UGC events, or G3 Esports on Twitter. And we'll be having a shutdownshowdown.gg homepage launching tomorrow as well with our announcement that gives all the details.
And by the time you guys hear this, that page will already be live. That's at shutdownshowdown.gg. Make sure you check it out. And guys, make sure you participate in a great cause. All right, guys, we're going to have more from Checkpoint XP coming up next.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We know not everyone might have the time to commit to some games during the COVID-19 social distancing period, or might even get burned out on continuously playing the same games. So we have some suggestions on streaming movies or shows to recommend to those getting burned out on gaming.
You know, I've actually been doing quite a bit of all of these this last week. I found
you're
myself
gaming, you're streaming.
Yeah, well, making my way through Animal Crossing. I'm still playing World of Warcraft. I finished another game on top of also reading comic books, just finished Batwoman, wow. And I've been catching up on Westworld. I've been doing a lot in my downtime, and I think that if you haven't yet, and this is also still gaming related, check out The Witcher on Netflix. You know, that was one of the ones where going into it, I was not sold. I was expecting that to burn bad, like crash hard. But honestly, from Henry Cavill, you know, aka Superman, as Geralt of Rivia, to just the people who make it, it just seemed like everyone involved had such a passion for the source material that honestly, it's one of the best adaptations from game into a show or movie, either way.
Yeah, I've been binging my way through the Mass Effect trilogy. I thought this was going to eat up a lot more time than it actually did. Like, I was expecting, like, oh, that'll keep me going for a few weeks. It's kept me going for, like, 5 days.
Wow.
I'm only like, 2 days of playing away from being done with this, and I don't know what I'm doing next. So, Robbie, I actually need some advice from you. What do I do after I finish Mass Effect 3? And don't say Andromeda, because I'm not playing Andromeda again.
No, I think that you should probably get caught up on something. Or, you know what? As a comic book fan, what I would suggest for you, do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
All right. I want you to go and watch The Hunters. Brand new series that just came out on Amazon Prime. Has Al Pacino in it. But the idea is it takes place 30 years after World War II. And Nazis are living amongst us in secret. And so Al Pacino has this group of people that he basically goes around with trying to hunt down these Nazis. And it has a really sort of weird spin and take on how comics have influenced it. It's really interesting. It's really, really cool. And it's really fun. I think you'd really dig it.
This sounds like the sequel to Inglourious Basterds that we never got.
You know what? Yeah, actually, because it is very Tarantino-esque as well.
Is it? Okay.
100%. Definitely look into that. Yep.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
What about you, James? What would you recommend people check out during their self-isolation?
Well, if you're into kind of a weird kind of psycho killer kind of, I want to say sitcom, but like a dramatic show.
Psycho killer sitcom. I want to see that
actually,
one.
Actually, I would actually watch it.
It's going to be like Psycho Dad from Married with Children.
No, but that would be a good concept. The show You. It pretty much follows like a stalker, and this guy like stalks. Like he's a stalker, but he's like
the main character. Like you're following the stalker.
Yeah, so you're seeing what he's doing as he's stalking
people. Oh, that's creepy.
What he's thinking, but it's kind of like in a Dexter-esque sort of fashion.
Oh, okay. You might have just sold me with the Dexter thing there. I was a big fan of that
show.
Very
Dexter-esque.
Dexter first season or Dexter last season?
That last one doesn't exist. Yeah, we just put that out of our mind.
You know, never become a lumberjack.
Fair enough. Same as
that. All right. No, you've sold me, though. You sold me. I'm going to check it out.
Awesome. Well, so there's some recommendations for you to check out. If you're getting burned out on gaming and playing games, you can check out those movies and those shows on your streaming services. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com to participate in the video game bracket challenge. Your shot to win those respawn chairs and find out when and where you can hear Checkpoint XP. I want to send a big thank you to Robbie Landis and an extra big thank you to our producer, Callie, for sitting in for our quarantined weird beard on this episode. And thank you for all the help putting this episode together, guys. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Twitter at Checkpoint XP. Also on Facebook. We'll talk to you again next week. Stay healthy, stay safe, and don't let the coronavirus get you down.
Checkpoint XP with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard. Checkpoint XP.